Hello, hello, hello. I'm Ben.
I'm Anastasia, hello.
And you, my good friend, are watching Nevermind the Rumour Mill.
On Monday, May the 2nd.
So, coming up today, we've got Insights with Ed. Thank you for coming back, Ed. What the fuck, Wikipedia? Warren Buffett, Sailor Moon. Has been typing angry emails to Joe Biden. Yeah, we've got something a bit special coming up with that. We're going to take a look at the letter. But first, have you been enjoying the silly little introductions I've been writing for us, Anastasia?
Mostly. Why are you asking, Ben?
Because I haven't done one today.
Sorry. Okay. Well, I guess I just can say that we're not financial advisors, but it would be super awesome, guys, if you can like and subscribe on our channel. Please do. We will appreciate it.
Brilliant. Well, moving straight into our first section. If it feels like you might have missed something since you last saw our lovely faces. I don't know where I'm going to put our faces, so I'm just going to point everywhere for now. But with so much bloody going on in the market, it really is no wonder that, you know, we've all got FOMO about the news, haven't we? But never fear, Anastasia's here to save the day. I'm going to do my best not to interrupt
exactly.
You today. Go.
Okay. In December, everyone discussed the BYC and CryptoPunks flip.
What? Where? Why? Who? Well, how? I forgot my line. Garrett.
I'll tell you. There was the land auction in their metaverse and Ethereum burn as a result of it. OpenSea now accepts ApeCoin as a payment method. And Yuga Labs will transfer ApeCoin to its own network. Whatever the fuel, it seems for this bunch of monkeys, infinity is not the limit.
No interrupting.
I've got one more, sorry. You just have to cut it then.
You're used to me interrupting now, aren't you? No, I'm not cutting this. This is magic. This is rapport. Go for it.
A billionaire Warren Buffett says that Bitcoin has got a magic to it, but he's not going to buy it.
Boo, Buffett, boo. Yeah.
There might be a big burn happening at SHIB. And news from, well, me for you, Ben.
News for me? Ooh, that's meta, isn't it? That's very meta.
Yeah, well, after the optimism around the optimistic airdrop, I thought that I would try my hand at helping our audience, our great folks who are listening to us, to get some free crypto money.
And me.
By searching. And you. And you, exactly. And all of us.
Yeah, all of us. That's all good. Free money, yeah. Yes.
I hope that I'll just sort the good, the bad, the ugly in the confusing scene of airdrops. Then you can get free coins.
Exactly, somehow. Free money. It is confusing as well. I mean, I've been beneficiary of a few good airdrops in my time, but sorting them out is no small task. So, yeah, so that's awesome news. But for now, there's an old saying we have, Anastasia. You might have heard this one before. If you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. But you teach a man to fish, and he'll eat for the rest of his life. Unless the river dries up, or I don't know, you know, I mean, who knows. But on this beautifully chin-stroking thought, let's cut away to our friend Edmund McCormack and learn a thing or two. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, everyone. I'm going to make our good friend here, Edmund McCormack, cringe as I tell him I'm now calling this segment Market Education, after I feel like I learned at least 12 new phrases and reasons to, you know, not be staring at charts all day long on Friday. So, I mean, how are you, sir?
Good. I hope Kathy Bates beats your feet for saying education. It's an awful. Maybe that reference might be the only thing that's worse. But
scene specifically. So Bitcoin recovers after weekend plunge to 375 amid bloodbath in altcoin markets. I mean, is this something, you know, us kind of mere mortal investors, you know, maybe should be taking seriously, or is this panic?
Well, I wouldn't put too much value on any movement, Bitcoin, Ethereum, any stock that might be traded over the weekend. Generally, there's limited liquidity. Limited liquidity means higher volatility, and you're going to get much more wild swings anytime you compare weekend trading versus during the week. So yeah. I wouldn't put too much weight on it.
Okay, and kind of feeding into the bigger picture, which I know is obviously, you know, when in doubt, zoom out is the old catchphrase. I mean, so some of the reports are saying, obviously, this month has been the worst month for Bitcoin since April 2013, I'm sure I read somewhere. So, I mean, do you kind of see this almost as a bit of a swell, or?
Again, these market conditions are unique. We're right now globally looking at not just macro conditions that are in fact impacting growth investments, but also geopolitical as well. And it's hard to compare this versus other times, but there is a lot of silver linings here that I think investors should be excited about, especially with just how oversold the market looks at the moment.
2013 was indeed a simpler time, definitely in my life at least. So yeah, I mean, is there anything you're particularly keeping an eye on this week, or any sort of areas of research you would recommend to our audience? Again, education.
Yeah, so I'll give you a sort of a bit of a balance. So with Federal Reserve announcing their rate hike this Wednesday, what I think needs to also be looked at by many investors watching the show is what announcements they make related to how they plan to sell their $65 billion in treasuries and $35 billion in mortgage-backed securities every single month. If they're going to start dumping that on a fragile market, we might see a pretty substantial reaction from the market in general, where stocks could, and stocks and growth investments in general, and cryptos included in that bucket, could start to get pulled down as well. So keep a very close eye on what announcements are made related to the balance sheet reduction by the Federal Reserve. On the other side, this is a positive, is if you look at metrics out there that really are really strong leading indicators for where the market might be going. One of those indicators is your put call ratio. It just looks at the weekly puts that were traded the week prior, divide that by the weekly trades for calls in the same, you know, in the same area. And generally what you see with stocks is anything over a 1 to 1.15, which is, you know, you have a lot more puts that are being sold, it generally will show at that level that there's a reversal coming. And right now, if you look at the put call ratio on Bitcoin, it's roughly about a 1.3. So it's much higher than the 1.15 that is sort of the rule of thumb in the equities world. So it shows that we might be significantly oversold. And on top of the fact that if you look at the two-year treasury bond, it basically has the expected rate hikes, about 2.75, already built into it. So you're looking at a market that at this point might already be priced in for these interest rate hikes. And on top of that, show that we are significantly oversold. Generally, this is a time when many investors who might be looking for that dip, might be time to start following the news a little closer. I'm not telling you to buy anything, but
I've got no problem showing my hand. I have been finally pulling that trigger these past few days and soaking up a few dips, to be honest. So, you know,
as you're looking at sectors that you might want to pay attention to, this weekend we saw what happened with the other side and BYAC with all of those Ethereum that were burned. I know a lot of people starting to look at, well, should we put more money in gaming, in metaverse? This is really starting to take off. I would consider maybe looking at other smart contract blockchains. People were paying 2 ETH in gas fees just to make a transaction. There are blockchains that have had considerable amounts of incentives and investments made to bring developers and new projects onto their platform. Avalanche, Near, I mean, those are just two that come to top mind. Phantom.
I mean, not to overtalk you, but I would be doing my day job employers a disservice if I didn't mention Everscale, of course.
Everscale, of course. So, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
So it might be a good idea to see, you know, with investors starting to reel and understand how much they really just paid in gas fees. Yeah. It might be interesting to look at those other blockchains to see if they capitalize on sort of that lingering sentiment that people have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, what did you think of the title there, Anastasia? Education. I thought that was good. That's some good punsmanship, right?
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, maybe. Uh-huh. Right, so let's move on to today's big, big, big gossip. What the hell is wrong with Wikipedia? What's wrong with Wikipedia?
Everything.
true that. But now, apparently, to add to the list of self-sabotages they seem to be committing, the sanctimonious Muppets seem to want to not take our hard-earned crypto money anymore.
They don't want our money?
Nope. You cannot send them a single sat. Not a Satoshi, not a Gassi. You can't even send them. You can send them a fraction of a Bored Ape if you wanted to. Right? What's all that about?
Okay.
Oh, they need it. They need it as well. What are you doing, Wiki?
They need it.
Right. So anyway, what more can one say? A scorn. So next one.
Is 7 the lucky number of Solana?
Well, I would bet that a lot of Solana degens are praying that 7 is the lucky number after the network needed to be turned off and back on again, like an old school Windows 95 PC, for a 7th time. 7.
Is that 7 times in total?
No, 7 times this month. April, I would assume, you know, it's off 7 times in the past 86 hours. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's not blockchain. That is an old school Windows 95 PC. So, I mean, there's been a little breaking bit of news about an hour ago, which I've just been chewing your ear off a little bit before we started recording, haven't I? Sailor Moon, our friend of... Sailor Moon, and good old, doesn't look like he skins teenagers in the forest, Jack Dorsey. They walk into a bar, have a few drinks. They invite some other crypto friends and decide to type out an angry email to Joe Biden. So would you, Anastasia, and would you, audience, like to hear star of Nevermind the Shitcoins? It's not really my show, it's all about this fella. Eugene Morozov, read this letter out. In his very Shakespearean...
Oh, hell yes. Yes.
Who wouldn't? Well, I tell you what, if you give us an outro very quickly now, because I forgot to write a proper one, I'm going to put you on the spot. Make up an outro, and I will let you have that from Eugene.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, to listen to us. I hope that you enjoyed it, and this motivates us to... to get better the next time, better and better. Prepare you very good content, but still, we are not financial advisors and everyone has to remember it. But if you enjoyed the show, please make us happy, subscribe on our channel and like our videos, because that's what good people do.
And on that note, just as a lovely thank you close, nftwiki.org, I'm very good friends with Zachary from over there. They'll actually be running a lovely little advertising campaign for us, so I'm not being paid to advertise them, but he had a space. He's like, hey Ben, do you want to film a board? So look out for that. I've tried to make it a funny one. I'll send you the link after this. Bye everyone, and here's Eugene.
Bye.
Hopefully, or me doing an impression of Eugene if he won't do it. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
So, conclusion: there is a difference between a data center and a power generation facility. This difference is material and was completely ignored by the latter. Number two, there is no meaningful difference between a digital asset mining facility and data centers run by Google, Apple, Microsoft, each is just a building in which electricity powers IT equipment to run computer workloads. Regulating what data centers allow their companies to do would be a massive shift in policy in the United States. Number three, some data centers run only blockchain workloads. Other data centers run none. Still, other data centers, including many owned by industry giants like Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure, run some of each. Censoring blockchain activity isn't practical. Number four, the EPA and other regulatory and law enforcement agencies should require all power generation facilities to adhere to all applicable laws and regulations. Number five, the EPA and other regulatory and law enforcement agencies should require all data center facilities which emit no pollutants, including CO2, to also adhere to all applicable laws and regulations. Number six, if a data center is violating noise ordinances, their operators should be forced to comply with local and regional noise and nuisance ordinances. Number seven, if a data center is failing to dispose properly of obsolete circuit boards, whether the circuit boards contain chips that secure voice communications or chips that secure the Bitcoin blockchain, is irrelevant. The data center operator should dispose of them in an environmentally responsible manner. And finally, number eight, if a data center is abiding by all laws and regulations, the content or type of computational workloads should be irrelevant.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Eugene Morozov, and I will see you all on Wednesday. Rock on, here we go. Oh, now it's going to take me 10 minutes to